This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. For today's show, we'll be visiting with the Hillsboro FFA chapter. The chapter has enjoyed their time at National Convention and is involved with several other activities outside of the classroom. I had a chance to catch up with four members Thursday afternoon, and first up today is Tyson Barrow.
I'm a junior, and I am the secretary at Hillsboro.
Did you grow up on a farm, or tell us a little bit about your background and where you grew up?
Actually, I grew up on a farm. I lived on a farm before I was in Hillsboro, so I don't live on a farm now, though. I work on one, though. It's mainly corn and beans, though. It's not livestock.
So what do you do at the farm you work at? What do you help out with?
Pick weeds out of beans, cut corn down, and then they actually sell them, or they use the ears for feed, and the corn stalk they actually sell for, like, decoration.
All right, so you are serving as secretary for Hillsboro, and I guess you guys just finished up a fruit sale or still might be accepting some orders?
Yeah, that's the big fall fundraiser that we do is fruit sales.
What type of fruit are you guys selling? What's available for people if they're interested?
Oranges, I think we got some apples, maybe? Peaches, grapes.
Okay, thank you. We've been talking with Tyson Barrow. Next up is Wesley Stockstill. Wesley, this is your first time to convention. Before we talk about that, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
All right, well, my name's Wesley. I grew up on a farm just outside of Hillsboro in Butler. I'm the chapter's historian. This is my first time at convention. I've been having a great time so far here at convention. I really like the expo, getting to see all the different types of things, possible ag careers.
The expo is a really fun part of convention, one of my favorite parts. When I was in FFA, like yourself, what did you think of all of the FFA members here? Did you ever expect to see so many Blue Jackets?
Well, I knew there was a lot of people in FFA, but I just didn't really, like, when you see all the people in FFA, you really get a scale on how big the organization is, really. And I really liked the conference, actually, when everybody got down and there were people up on stage and you just look around, you see all these people out there, like, going for the same cause. They're in the same organization as you, FFA, and it was a very nice experience.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be a part of something so big. So you said you grew up on a farm, and I hear that you have goats. So talk to us about your goats and your record book on them.
Yeah, I have about 10 goats in my record book right now. In total, we have maybe 50 goats on our farm right now. We just purchased some Spanish goats recently, but our main breed of goats is boar goats. We also have some Kiko goats in our herd as well. The main goats in my record book, they are just my show goats of the past couple of years. Recently, me and my dad, about three years ago, we just now got back into the show ring. My dad and my mom used to be into it for a big time, and now I've kind of started showing again for them, yeah.
So do you travel very much with your shows, or do you go to mostly local things?
We go to mostly local shows, like the State Fair. We went to the Butler County Fair. In the years before, like two or three years, we went to more shows. We didn't go to as many this summer because we were just busy, more or less.
And do you market your goats mostly for their meat? Do you have dairy goats? For those of us that aren't that familiar with all the goat breeds, what do you use yours for?
Boar goats, they're mainly a meat breed. Like to get them nice heavy bone, nice amount of muscle on them, versus some of the other goats, like the Spanish goats we recently picked up. They're a more type of a milking goat, and we're going to use them as reciprocant mothers and our possible flushes in the future.
All right, sounds great. Wesley, thank you so much for your time. We're going to move on down the line here to some of your other classmates. Next up is Maria Hernandez. Maria, tell us a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, and maybe where you grew up.
My name is Maria Hernandez. I am a freshman in high school. I grew up in Kansas. I lived in a neighborhood, but I came back to Hillsboro once my parents divorced, so I am living on a farm now. My mom, she works with my grandpa, George Blankenship, on a crop farm, and they harvest corn and beans, and they are just now finishing up beans right now, so they're doing really well.
Awesome. Well, great to hear. Do you help out with anything around the farm?
Yes, I work on the grain car, and I help move the employees field to field.
Sounds good. And we were talking with Mrs. Niemeyer about something going to be happening next year on your grandpa's farm. You're thinking of helping out with the chapter plot?
Yes, we're going to have 8 varieties of corn. We're going to have a test plot east of Hillsboro on my grandpa's old farm. He's going to help us with the equipment, and Mrs. Niemeyer had some people or seedmen who are providing the seed and fertilizer.
Have you ever worked with a seed plot before? Will this be a new experience for you?
This will be a new experience for me. I hope it's a good one. I'm hoping that I can learn a lot from it and be more involved in FFA.
Sounds great. We'll have to check back in with you next year after the plot's planted to see how everything went. Thanks, Maria. And last but not least, we'll be talking with Aubrey Myers. Aubrey, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you grew up and what grade you're in.
I'm Aubrey Myers, and as Maria, I'm a freshman. I grew up in Hillsboro my whole life.
So do you have a farming background or any involvement with agriculture, or why did you join FFA?
I didn't really have the background or experience on a farm or anything, but I've always really wanted that, so that's why I've joined Ag and FFA.
And I think they told me you're involved with horses?
Yeah, I've been riding for over a year and a half, English and Western.
So any plans for the future with your horseback riding career? Would you like to start showing, or maybe you do that now?
I think I'm going to be starting to show next spring, and hopefully if I, like, as I grow into riding, I'm wanting to kind of help do lessons, not do them, like, on my own, but, like, help my instructor or other people with it.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much. That was Aubrey Myers of the Hillsboro FFA chapter. We were also visiting with Tyson Barrow, Wesley Stockstill, and Maria Hernandez. This report comes to you from the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm Katie Wilson on FM 106.